This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today lauded several citizens for their outstanding contributions to social causes, highlighting their inspiring initiatives and achievements. Addressing the nation in his monthly radio program Mann Ki Baat on Akashvani, Mr. Modi spoke about Saji Valasheril of Keralam, who runs a free swimming club that has helped more than 15,000 people learn swimming. He also highlighted the efforts of Akash Gupta from Basti in Uttar Pradesh, who launched a campaign to clean the Manorama River. Mr. Modi further shared the story of Balakrishna Iyer, a retired teacher from Goa who worked to address water scarcity issues. He also praised educator Girija Amma of Tamil Nadu for her contribution to the welfare of soldiers.
गिरिजा अम्मा जी करीब 15 स्कूल चलाती हैं। उन्होंने मन की बात से प्रेरणा लेकर देश के अनेक सैनिकों के लिए योगदान का संकल्प लिया। इसके लिए उन्होंने अपने सभी स्कूलों के स्टूडेंट्स को प्रेरित किया। उन्होंने बच्चों से कहा कि वे वीर जवानों के लिए हर दिन 1 रुपया योगदान दें। इस छोटे छोटे योगदान से करीब 40 लाख रुपए इकट्ठा हुए। गिरिजा अम्मा जी ने इस पूरी राशि का चेक मुझे सौंपा। उनसे बातचीत के दौरान मैंने महसूस किया कि माँ भारती के प्रति उनका समर्पण कितना गहरा है।
Expressing concern over the prevailing heat wave conditions, the Prime Minister urged people to follow official advisories and take precautions to stay safe. He also encouraged the consumption of traditional summer beverages. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold discussions with Myanmar President U Min Aung Hlaing in New Delhi tomorrow. The talks will be held on further strengthening the historical and civilizational ties between the two countries. The entire gamut of relations between Myanmar and India, including security and connectivity, will come up for discussions during the talks. The Myanmar president arrived in Gaya, Bihar yesterday on a 5-day visit to India. He is being accompanied by a high-level delegation comprising several cabinet ministers, senior officials and business leaders. The Election Commission has said that enumeration under Phase 3 of Special Intensive Revision SIR has begun in Odisha, Mizoram, Sikkim and Manipur. It said that all eligible electors whose enumeration forms are received by the Electoral Registration Officer on or before the 28th of June will be included in the draft electoral rolls. The objective of SIR is that no eligible citizen is left out while no ineligible person is included in the electoral roll. In Jammu and Kashmir, the army has introduced an Aadhaar-based entry and exit system or at line of control LOC gates in Poonch district to facilitate easier movement for residents living across the border fence. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that the new digital system enables quick and secure identification of individuals, significantly reducing waiting time at the gates. The initiative is aimed at improving ease of access for local residents while ensuring stringent security measures. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has set an expert team of cybersecurity professionals from various government agencies and Indian Institutes of Technology has been deployed to secure the OnMark portal, which is its on-screen marking system utilized for evaluation of Class 12 answer sheets. In a social media post, the board said vulnerabilities have been identified and contained and a thorough review is being carried out to rule out any other exploitable weaknesses. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh today said India has transformed from a technology follower to a technology leader over the past 12 years. Speaking in a podcast with Doordarshan News, Dr. Singh said the country is playing an increasingly important role in the development of frontier technologies and helping shape the future of global innovation. 5 persons lost their lives after a commercial building collapsed near Saket Metro Station in South Delhi last evening. According to All India Institute of Medical Sciences, a total of 13 victims were brought to the Jay Prakash Narayan Apex Trauma Centre for treatment. In the supreme clash of IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans were 52-2 in 7.2 overs against RCB. And that's the end of this news bulletin.